Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today we're going to be dealing with a question that sometimes, every now and then, pops up into our heads. And that is, why do we think about God all the time and study ways to knowing the creator of the universe? Like, what's the point? What are we going to gain if we do that? So why is there a push for us to be thinking about God and someone who created the universe? Like, you know, it's something that is not really necessary, some people suggest. So we're going to look into a few of the reasons why we do this, okay? There are three primary reasons that we're going to discuss in this show today. The first one is love of awareness and becoming familiar with our world is within all of us. So it's intrinsic, it's natural. Okay. Number two is a sense of thankfulness. Okay. And number three is the bond between things to our benefit and things to our harm. So let's take a look at one of them, each of them separately. The first one, the love of awareness and becoming familiar with our world is nothing but natural. We all know that, you know, this world, it's got some, like, fish, like you look at the seas and you have this life in the seas, right? There's fish all over. Then there are various creatures, the beautiful birds, the various kind of animals, the seas and the flowers, the blossoms, plants, abundant trees, their tops, you know, they reach towards heavens. Did all of these things come into being of their own free will? Or were all of these wonderful forms painted by an expert, a powerful painter? This is a question that we all have in our mind, right? Beyond all of this, the first question which comes to mind for all of us is, where did we come from? Where are we going? If we know the answers to these three questions, how happy will we be? That is, if we know where our life began and where it will finally end, and what duties we have now, our searching spirit tells us you must not sit quietly until the answers come. It is within, built in within our system. Thus, the first thing we need to know is, when we're looking for God and understanding the creation of the world of existence, right, we need to know that it's something that is built into our spirit and our soul. Let's quickly look at the second reason that we do this, we have this curiosity, and that is a sense of thankfulness. Pretend that you have been invited to a very important gathering and all means of convenience have been provided for you. But because you have been invited through your brother, you do not know the host well. The first thing you will want to do is to enter the gathering and find the host to thank him. Isn't that natural, right? So we're living in this world. We're living in this planet Earth, right? Where there are blessings that have been provided for us. We didn't really we didn't come up with water, what water is. Like, water was there. Everything that a human being needed was there when the human being arrived at this planet. Somebody's got to put it all together, right? So it's nothing but natural for us to look for that someone, whoever has set this up, and thank him. So this is the second reason. Stay with us. We're going to go for a short break, come back, and give you another good reason, which is going to be our last reason to see why we look for God and why is there search for the creator of this world.
Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Today, we invite you to listen to an English translation of a short speech of Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi. Please stay with us. An important way of coming to know God.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله المنتظر أرواحنا فداه.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, of the Merciful, peace be upon Muhammad and his purified and infallible household, especially the awaited one and the last remnant of Allah on earth, Imam al-Mahdi, may our souls be sacrificed for him. With a quick glance at the world that we live in, we realize that the world is not in chaos and disorder. Rather, all phenomena are in motion, moving towards a clear and determined direction. The facilities of the world are like a great army which has been divided into well-organized units which move in a determined direction. The following points will clarify any ambiguities. 1. In order to come into being and to remain, every living creature must be a part of a series of laws and special conditions. For instance, for a tree to be, water and suitable earth and a specific temperature are necessary for us to plant seeds and nourish them and each seed to become green and grow. 2. If these conditions do not exist, there is no possibility for growth and the choosing of these conditions and proving the necessary preliminaries requires an intellect and knowledge. Every creature has a special effect which is exclusive to it. Water and fire each have their own particularities which do not separate from them and they constantly follow permanent laws. 3. All of the members, organs of living creatures work and are coordinated with each other. As an example, this very human body, which is itself a world, all works together consciously and unconsciously in a special coordination. For instance, if a danger arises, all are mobilized for defense. This relationship and cooperation is another sign of the order in the universe. 4. One look at the world scene makes it clear that not only are all organs of one body of one living creature in coordination with each other, but all the various creatures of the world are also in special coordination with each other. For instance, for the nourishment of living creatures, the sun shines, clouds bring rain, and the earth and resources of the earth also help. This all shows the existence of one clear system in the universe.
Subhanallah walhamdulillah La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar Subhanallah walhamdulillah La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar You can say it once or 100 times or more You'll feel at peace inside and it'll open every door
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before we went on to the break, we were talking about why is there a search for Allah or why is there a search for God? What are we going to gain after the search? So we said that there are two reasons, which is the love of the awareness and becoming familiar with our world is nothing but natural, it's intrinsic. And then the second one we said was a sense of thankfulness. We all have it within us. We want to thank somebody who has provided for us all the facilities and all the good things for us to utilize. Now, third reason that we're going to look into is that the bond between things to our benefit and things to our harm. That's the third reason. Different religions and schools of thought invite us to take their way. But as our fate, our fortune and misfortune, our progress and backwardness depends upon our study and making the best choice. We are obliged to think about this and prevent ourselves from falling into misfortunes, corruption, and difficulties. So when you see that there are different ideologies, there are different schools of thought who are inviting you towards them, right, in this world, right, what are you supposed to do? You can't just blindly start following one of those. It's nothing but natural for you to look into one of those schools of thought and trace it back to the creator of the world, creator of the universe, right? And once you reach there in your quest, you arrive at the conclusion, this is when you make the right choice. Isn't that right? Now, this is yet another reason which invites us to search for the creator of the world. The Holy Quran says, "So give good tidings to my servants, those who listen to the sayings and follow the best of it." See, Quran, it's chapter 39, verse 17 and 18. Quran is inviting us towards what? Towards searching for truth. When you listen to different things and do the best out of them. So, in other words, you listen to all of these schools of thoughts, the different ideologies out there, and then you follow the best out of it. There are a few questions that I'm going to leave with you, and I want you to ponder about them that are in relation to this topic. The first one is, other than what your mother and father told you about God, have you seriously thought about him? You know, give it a thought to this question itself. Number two, can you say what the difference is between searching for God and knowing God? They're two different things, knowing God and searching for God. Think about the difference. It's going to help you stimulate those thoughts and get to some conclusions. And number three is, have you ever felt a deep sense of spiritual love for God when you whispered your prayers to him, when you did dua? Did you feel that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think about it. It's going to help you increase your spirituality. A lot of times our youths, they ask us, you know, how to increase our spirituality. These are the questions that you need to think through that are going to help you get there. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. Ya Allah, ya